Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount, Illinois, bringing you another episode of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. For those of you that are first-time listeners or maybe just tuning in, I like to highlight several of the area's 1A IHSA wrestling teams, their programs, and staff. Before we get started today, I want to give a shout out to several of the athletes that have competed for these local 1A programs that have graduated and now have moved on to compete at the next level. For starters, we've got Gianni Panazzo from Clifton Central. He's moved on and is now wrestling for Augustana College. Just south of him, at Hoopston, Angel Zamora is now competing for Wartburg College. The Unity Wrestling Program has three seniors that have graduated and are now competing in college. Caden Inman, who's also at Wartburg College, Holden Brazelton, who's at Coe College, and Hunter Easton, who's at Lowrice College. Westville had one wrestler graduate and go on to compete at a university in Missouri. That's Gabe Kiddo. He's at Central Methodist College. Congratulations to all of those wrestlers and all of their hard work throughout the years that have allowed them to go on and be relevant to the sport of wrestling at the college level. Now I'd like to take a couple minutes and talk about some of the local area programs and their returning state placers and or qualifiers. We have several very talented schools that are gonna be competing at the highest level this year. At Hoopston, we've got Charlie Flores, who's a returning 1A state champ at 106 pounds. Charlie will be a senior this year. Will he wrestle 106? Will he be at 113? We'll find out soon enough. I believe Clifton Central has got one returning state qualifier in Brody O'Connor. We'll see if Brody, what weight he's going to be at. Last year, I believe he was 215. The Unity program has three wrestlers that should be returning to compete at this year's state tournament if they can continue their success. Taylor Finley, who was a state champ at 138 pounds this year. I'm hearing he may be injured. We don't know if he'll be able to return for the season or not. Hopefully he's okay and we wish him the best in his recovery. Hunter Shike, who should be a senior this year as well. I believe he's a two or three time state qualifier. And Abe Davidson as well, who will be a senior this year. Those guys will look to continue their high school success on the mat. Looking forward to following them. Westville has one returning state qualifier in Ethan Miller, my favorite guy, Big E. I believe we'll see him at 190, if not 215 this year. The OSF wrestling program has four returning state qualifiers, three of which were placers. Steven Uden, who was the runner-up at 106 pounds, Mason Swartz, who placed fourth at 120 pounds, and Devin Ehler, who placed fourth at 126 pounds. Then we have Tyler Huckel, who is a two-time state qualifier, returning as a senior this year. We'll see if those guys can go on and find their way on the podium as well. Another program that I didn't have an opportunity to highlight last year that I'm going to make it a point to this year, they're going to be extremely relevant in the sport locally as they have four returning state qualifiers and placers as well. And they reloaded big time this year with some very solid incoming freshmen. So Gibson City, Melvin Sibley wrestling program has got Landon Loggy, who's a returning fifth place finisher at 126 pounds, Hudson Babb, Nolan Lowe, and Hunter Brandon, who are all state qualifiers. These guys are going to bring it this year and create a lot of problems for some of these other local 1A programs. So looking forward to this season. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this and we'll begin talking about some of these athletes and their coaches a little bit more in depth when we see where everybody gets certified at in the weeks to come. Thanks for coming out and have a great day.